Thank you, praise team. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. This is GMI Church live service. Thank you for joining us. I want to ask us to just take a moment to just soak in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Come on, somebody, amen. Soak in his presence as you are here this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we love you and thank you. As always, the entrance of your word we know brings light. Thank you for that word in our hearts this morning. We give you praise and give you glory. And somebody said hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus, everybody. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I know we can do better than that. Let's put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I want you to be excited this morning. This morning, return unto the Lord with repentance and thanksgiving. So I'm going to be talking about two things, two parts to this message. One part of it may be a little bit sobering, the first part, but I think the end part will be a lot of rejoicing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come and let us return unto the Lord, he said in the book of Hosea. Chapter 6 and verse 1. He said, for he hath turned and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us. After 2 days he will return, he will revive us. And the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Amen. And then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and it shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 22 and verse 23. Job 22 and 23. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Praise the Lord. Amen. What does it mean to return to the Almighty? So that's what we want to do here this morning. Returning to the Lord. I've got a couple of stories that I want to tell us from the scriptures here this morning. Are they putting the scriptures up? I don't see anything. Turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, I'm going to read the first 5 verses, and I want to bring something to us from the word of the Lord here. This is the first part of the message. This is the first part of the message that the monitor in front of me is off. This is the first part of the message that I want to preach about the returning to the Lord with repentance. There was a story here in the Bible that they talked about, you know, Jesus. Some people came and told Jesus a few things. They said, and let's read it, in the book of Luke chapter 13 and verse 1. I will read. And there were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate, you know, had mingled with the sacrifices. So they came and told Jesus of some people that died, you know, and so forth. And here's what Jesus answering and said unto them, suppose ye that the Galileans, those Galileans that Pilate killed, you think they were sinners above everybody else, you know, because they suffered such things? I tell you nay, but except ye repent, shall all likewise perish. And then again Jesus said unto them, what about those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and died? Were they sinners above everybody else, you know, in Jerusalem? And Jesus said, nay, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And I want to ask the question today, The over 96,000 or more people that have been killed in the United States of this COVID-19, and over 340,000-something all around the world that have died of this horrible plague, are they sinners above the rest? Because some people think that, well, you know, that's because they were sinners above the rest. That's why they died. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And so that's what I want to bring to the people today, those of you who are in here, and those who are listening or watching around the world. You know, I want to call the nations to repentance, especially here in America. And the saints must lead the way. Hallelujah. That's right. You know, the saints have to lead the way. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, not the people of the world, no. If my people who are called by my name, God's not addressing the people of the world right here. He's talking to the saints. Those people who are called by my name, if they shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Hallelujah. And I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Well, we need this more desperately now than ever. You know, I want to make a call out to repentance all over the world, especially here in the United States. But starting at the household of God. Amen. That's right. And I'm going to read a few things here. Remember what Jesus said. Because some people say, well, those people, you know, the tower fell on them. They died, you know. Pilate killed them and so forth. Well, maybe it was coronavirus that got them and they died. My heart goes out to every grieving family that has lost somebody. You know, either completely or they are, you know, suffering through it right now. You know, because of this pandemic. But the message today is, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now, it's not unnecessary. Jesus wasn't talking about every one of them will have Pilate, you know, killing them, or the tower will fall on them. He wasn't talking about that. That was a specific thing that happened. But nonetheless, he said, look, except ye repent. What kind of repentance? Well, if you don't repent, if you are an unbeliever, if you don't repent, of course, the judgment of God is at the door. And if you are a believer, here's what we need to do today. You know, we are going to champion this cause of repentance. Can somebody say amen? Now, because some people don't think, you know, just think that, you know, well, you know, I'm safe and so on. You know, well, maybe you are and maybe not. You know, but let me tell you this. There's a story here in the book of Esther. You know, this is in Esther chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Mordecai said to Esther and said, look, you know, if you think to yourself that you're going to escape, or just because you are safe and this hasn't happened to you and so forth, and you think you are going to be better than everybody else, well, think again, he said. You know, so, you know, we don't want the children of God to sit on their oars, you know, or, you know, take on their self-righteousness and so forth and think that they are better than anybody else. It is by the mercies of God that we are here. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, but we want to do like Daniel did. And I'm going to be reading the consecration prayer of Daniel. I'm going to read a lot of it here this morning because I want us to do the same. I am going to start from Daniel in chapter 9, and I'm going to read from about verses 3 through about 19. I'm going to try to read it very quickly. But this was a prayer that Daniel prayed when he identified himself with the sins of the land. Daniel wasn't exactly guilty of those sins, but he made his supplication and he made his intercession, you know, with prayer and fasting before the Lord. I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and with sackcloth and with ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession. You know, he made his confession. You know, and he said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned. Notice what he said. He didn't say, well, the nation has sinned. You know, the people have sinned. No. He said, we. Somebody say we. That's right. We have sinned. And we have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. We have rebelled against thy word in departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. You know, this sounds like America. Hello? That's right. America has departed from God's precepts and his judgments. They have turned the glory of God into creeping things. They have departed from the curse of nature. You know, I mean, America is like Sodom and Gomorrah now already. Man with man, women with women, man with beast. It's, you can't even speak of it. Despicable. But Daniel, he said, we have sinned. And that's what we are going to do here today. The saints are going to champion this prayer of repentance. Amen. That's right. We have sinned. And we have done all these wicked things in departing from the Lord and committed iniquity and have done wickedly and so forth. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets. There's a lot of people that are preaching the word of God in this nation and everywhere. Do people hearken? No. You know, we have not hearkened, you know, and they have spoken to us. We have not hearkened. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, you know, as it is this day. The men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, the people of the nations, America and the rest of the world, you know, that are near or are far off, they are throughout all the countries, you know, he said, because they have done wickedly and they've departed from your word and they have transgressed. We have all transgressed, he said. O Lord, unto us belongeth confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes. That sounds like what's going on now. Nobody has a solution. Nobody. Hello? Nobody has a solution. It is time to return to the Lord. Amen. Return unto God with repentance. O Lord, unto us belongeth confusion of faces, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers and all that, because we have sinned against thee. You know, to the Lord our God belongs mercies and forgiveness. Never forget that. Amen. Mercies and forgiveness from the Lord. You know, despite the fact that we have rebelled against him. Now, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he has set before his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel, all America, and even the nations of the world have transgressed thy law, even by departing, you know, that we have not obeyed thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, see, and all of the judgments of God. You know, I'm not saying that this is necessarily a judgment of God, but I'm saying his face is turned away. God might have quickly come to our rescue if the whole nation had gone into repentance. I'm not saying it's from the law. But, you know, unless somebody does something, and unless the people of God get in the gap, hallelujah, now, this might not be over anytime soon. You know, so this is the time for repentance. And we have to champion this cause. Now, he says, we have sinned, we have not obeyed even the voice of the Lord that he spoke to us and so forth. We have not done any of these things. Verse 13. And now, O Lord, our God, who has brought, you know, thy people forth out of the land. You know, so when he was facing all of these things, Daniel also reminded God of all of his mercies in the past. Now, I want you, in a few minutes, we're going to go into the second part, but I want you today to just think of all the good things that God has done. You know, God has blessed, you know, his people. God has blessed this nation. God has blessed all the nations of the world. But what do? We turn our backs against him. You know, now today, you know, he said, verse 16, O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from this, thy city, from Jerusalem. Let it be turned away from our nations. Amen. That's right. Let the, you know, iniquity of our fathers, iniquity of our governments that turn prayer away from the schools and so forth, iniquity of all the people, let these things be turned away, Lord, and let the people return unto thee. Now, he said in verse 18, he said, O my God, incline thy ear and thy, you know, hear, and open thy eyes, O Lord, and see our desolations. Look at all the, over 96,000 people that have died in the United States. Over 340,000 that have died all over the world. Close to 5 million cases everywhere. You know, and there doesn't seem to be any solution. And people are even revolting and so forth, you know. Now, it is time for prayer. Amen. Amen. You know, and we don't want people to think that, oh, you know, those people that die, they are any worse sinners than anybody else. The Lord said, well, you know, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he said, look, don't think that you're going to hide in the kingdom. You know, he said to Esther, you know, don't think that just because it doesn't happen to you, you are actually safe. No. You're going to be impacted one way or another. Everybody be impacted one way or another. So it's time to pray. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, our God, forgive. Oh, Lord, and hearken and defer not. Amen. That's right. Let the Lord forgive. I'm going to pause right here. I'm going to ask you, those who are here physically with me, to rise to your feet. Come on. Rise to your feet. Let's pray. We also remember that when the Lord gave us this building, we came in here and said, Lord, at any time when there be pestilence and mildew and plague and so on and so forth, and if thy people that are called by thy name shall come into this place and stretch forth their hands in this place, I want everybody to lift up your hands and begin to pray. Come on. Let's begin to pray. Raise your hands. Don't wait for me. Begin to pray. If you understand that God said, if my people that are called by my name should pray, then raise your voice up. If I have any prayer warriors in the house, and those of you who are watching on with us, wherever you are, I want you to pray. We need to pray for God's mercy. And those of us who are here, as we stretch our hands in this place, we're asking, Lord, that you have mercy, O God, and defer not your mercy. Come unto us, O God. Make haste to help us, O Lord. We have sinned. We have turned against you. We have done wickedly. We have turned this nation into Sodom and Gomorrah. But Lord Jesus, we pray, thy people are calling upon your name today. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. Hear from heaven. Forgive our sin and deliver. Heal, O Lord. Heal our land and the land of our nations all across the world. The people, so many people suffering under this plague, O God, Father. At such a time as this, that you have made us to stand in the kingdom, have mercy upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We thank you. We give you glory. And we give you the praise. We give you, Lord, honor. We give you adoration. We ask you, Lord, our God is a God of mercy. And everybody says, now let us pray together. O God of heaven, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the very God. There is none like you, Lord, throughout all the generations of the kingdom of men. There has never been, nor will ever be, anyone like you. You are God alone, and you are holy. In you is light, and no darkness at all. And Father, O Lord, we call upon your name today that you will hearken and defer not, O God. For thy own name's sake, hear us, O God. For the sake of all the children of God, you said, he that letteth will still let. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our land, the United States, and all around the world. Have mercy as thy people call upon thee, even this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive, O Lord. And I pray that the hearts of the nations, and especially in this nation also, let the hearts of the people, the leadership, and everybody, let their hearts be turned unto the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let them forsake their ways. As we, O Lord, together we stand in the gap this morning, praying for our sins, the sins of the land and everyone, and asking for your forgiveness. Hear, O Lord, from heaven, and heal our land. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I'm going to pray for some. You know, if you're out there and you're afflicted by, you know, this deadly virus, you know, the Bible says it shall come to pass that everyone that shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Now, I want you to call upon the name of the Lord. If you are out there and you are suffering and you are sick or afflicted by this thing or anything for that matter, in the name of Jesus, We ask that the power of God will go out and reach out to people and help and deliver many to the glory of your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And let the people remember that after the Lord has done something, they ought to give the glory to God, amen. Don't chalk it up to some circumstance or something that you did or whatever. It is, nobody can escape this thing. And anybody who come down with it, they can't escape except by the power of God. But the mercy of God, he has delivered many. And he will continue to deliver because of your prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to go into part two of the message, which is thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And for this part, I want you to turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 17. And starting about like around verse 11. And many of you know this story. See, it came to pass that when Jesus, you know, passing through the midst of Samaria and, you know, Galilee and so forth, he entered into a certain village and he saw 10 men that were lepers that which stood afar off. Physical distancing. They stood afar off. You know, they couldn't enter the city because they had the plague. You know. And they cried unto the Lord, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. Amen. This is what people should be doing today. People should be crying unto the Lord. You know. Cry unto the Lord. Just like these people. They had the plague. They were socially distanced. They were outside. They were outcast. They couldn't come into the city. But they cried unto the Lord. And the Lord, see, the Lord, he did something here. You know, something marvelous. You know, the Lord could have healed them right there and then. You know, but he just said something to them to bring out a viewpoint, which is what we're going to do in the next few minutes. The Lord said to them, well, you know, go show, you know, according to the law in those days, but I don't have time to go into that. Go show yourself to the priests. So when they went, as they went, the Bible says, it came to pass that as they went, that they were cleansed. Hallelujah. They were just going, and they found out the flesh changed. It became like the flesh of a baby. They were just cleansed. You know, my goodness. And they had been lepers, and they had been outcasts. And as soon as they saw that they were cleansed, they looked around and said, man, they were screaming and shouting and jumping for joy. You know, it's all right to jump for joy when you are, you know, receive, you know, some great miracle and so forth. But jumping for joy, screaming and shouting and running off and shouting, yeah, I'm healed. You know, that's not enough if you forget to come back and give the thanksgiving unto God. But there was one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back. Hallelujah. And he returned unto the Lord. Remember, we return with repentance, but we also return with thanksgiving. Now, when this one, he saw that he was healed, he returned unto the Lord, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. Can somebody say amen? And he worshipped. He fell down before Jesus, and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, well, were there not 10 people that were healed? Where are the 9? They're not found that come return glory to God except this stranger. And then Jesus said, because you have returned, hallelujah, because you have returned to give the glory to God, arise and go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. You know, he got an extra blessing. Then the Lord made him every week whole. You know, I don't know what happened to those other 9, you know, and so forth. But this one, you know, he got something extra from the Lord, because he returned to give the thanksgiving unto God. Praise the Lord. Now, this is something that the people of God forget to do many times. But the Bible calls upon us to remember to give thanks unto the Lord. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15 says, be ye thankful. Hallelujah. The same thing is said in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. You know, we need to give thanks. Continue in prayer like we did, but watching the same with thanksgiving. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks. Hallelujah. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There's a story, one of my favorite stories in that Bible, when I talk on, you know, praising the Lord and so forth. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You know the story of Jehoshaphat versus the children of Ammon, the children of Moab, and Mount Seir. And you know what the Lord did for them? You know, in a great deliverance that the Lord gave them. But, you know, what is the thing that Jehoshaphat commanded Judah to do after that great victory? Well, we've preached on this before. You can look it up on our website, called the Wilderness of Tekoa and the Valley of Berakah. After they went through that wilderness and won that great victory, he called for a thanksgiving celebration in the Valley of Berakah. And the Bible says that's why until this day it is called the Valley of Berakah. Now, this is 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 26. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the Valley of Berakah. This was after they got in that great victory. Well, they did not forget the thanksgiving unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Therefore, the name of the same place today is called the Valley of Berakah until this day. And they returned. Remember, return to the Lord with thanksgiving. You know, they returned, everyone, Judah, Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the front row. He was the greatest cheerleader. You know, I mean, thanksgiving. You know, he was commanding the people and all that. And they went to before the Lord. Because the Lord had made them to rejoice. Now, as many of you that God has given you the victory over this plague, it is time to give thanks unto God. Amen. Amen. In the beginning of this year, the Lord did tell us that he will protect us. And he will make a differentiation. Praise the Lord. The Lord said he was going to make a differentiation between us and the people of God. This was even before we knew about the coronavirus. And he did say that plagues were coming. But not to fear that the Lord will make a differentiation. And has the Lord done that? Has the Lord been faithful to his word? Come on, somebody. Put your hands together. Has the Lord been faithful to his word? Amen. Hallelujah. In the book of Exodus chapter 11 and verse 7, the Lord said, you know, he is going to make that differentiation, that you may know how that the Lord doth make a differentiation between his people and the rest. You know, and God has done that for us. Therefore, we ought to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, today, we are going to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to give thanks to God. You know, for many weeks, we were closed just like everybody else. You know, we were closed, you know, in trying to be compliant with, you know, some of the guidelines and so forth, the physical distancing and all these other things, and stay in place order and so on. You know, and then later on, you know, as we were directed, we were able to reopen, but we reopening with thanksgiving. Amen. Because the Lord has done great things. So I want everybody to stand to your feet. Now, I'm not going to ask you to come down to the front here. Just stay where you are because of, you know, physical distancing and so forth like that. But I want the praise team to come on back up. But we are going to praise the Lord and we are going to thank him. Now, before they start singing, they can come up here and take their places. But don't stop playing the instrument or anything yet. You know, there's something else I want to say to us. I want us to take time in our own words to thank the Lord. There was something I saw on a TV game show or something many years ago. And a game host, and it's a true story, and he said to his crew, he's going to do something, and he instructed the crew ahead of time. Listen to this story. Instructed the crew ahead of time that, you know, he was going to hand out some candy or so on, or something to some people. And that as he handed these things out, they should take note of people who actually said thank you. And for every one of those that said thank you, they should write them a $500 check. And he started handing out the thing, the first person, the second person, third person. He got to about 8 or 9 before somebody actually said thank you. Now think about that. You know, many times we just take things from God. We take him for granted. Well, we should take God at his word, but we should never take him for granted. Amen. He gave us the word of promise, and he has kept it. You know, and he continues to give to us every day, and we just take this, and we don't even thank the Lord. You know, we just take, you know, people, he was just passing this thing out to the audience, and people were just taking it. Nobody said thank you. He got to about 9 or 10 before somebody actually said thank you. Think about that. All the things that God is giving to us, are we thanking him? Now, this is one of the greatest deliverances, at least in my lifetime, that I have seen, that God has done for the people of God. I've read it in the Bible, how he did it, but I wasn't there. I didn't see it, but I believe God. But in my time, I am witnessing it. That God is actually making a differentiation between his people. Hallelujah. And all the sickness that's out there. You know, and remember, we're not gloating, but we are thanking the Lord. Amen. So, I want you, first of all, before we start the music and all of that, I want everybody to lift up your hands and open your own mouth. Thank God for yourself. Not somebody is not going to thank God on your behalf. Thank God for yourself. Thank God for your family. Thank God for the people of God. Thank God for this church. You know, there's not a single one of us that is missing. Hallelujah. We did not have to rush to the hospital. We were not called for prayer, that somebody is sick of this and all that. God has kept us. God has been faithful with his word. The Lord has been good unto us. Therefore, Lord, we thank him. Oh, when I remember his promises, I shout hallelujah. He promised and he has fulfilled. Hallelujah. He's the one that can do it. He not only can say it, but he can back it up. And he has said it and he has backed it up. Therefore, Lord, we praise your name and we thank you. Hallelujah. Now, unto him that is the most excellent, unto the only wise God, the only potentate, unto the Alpha and the Omega, unto the great warrior that has kept his people and has kept his promise, unto him alone be praise. Hallelujah. Thine, O Lord, is the glory. Thine is the kingdom. And thine is the power, O God. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, all things are yours. And you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and power come from thee, O Lord. The power to heal. The power to save. The power to keep your people even as it is this day, has come from you. Now, O Lord, we thank you. And we praise your glorious name. And everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. All right, hallelujah. Let's put our hands together one more time for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.